but there is concern about this particular measure. And let me go to David Schoenbrunn on this. I mean, one of your major concerns is the fact that the numbers don't check out, as far as you see it, in terms of really reducing the congestion.
Well, it's even worse than that, Michael. If you go into the documents that MTC, which is the official sponsor of Regional Measure 3, the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, in their regional transportation plan, they modeled the performance of the system that includes basically these projects that are in RM3, Regional Measure 3. And the results are disastrous. It showed 1 million more people on the road, 1 million more cars, rather, 2 million more people. But
it's also factoring population growth.
They 2 million more people, 1 million more cars on the roads, 2.5 million more daily trips, and a 44% increase in hours of delay caused by congestion. This is not reducing traffic. It says very clearly that the strategy involved in Regional Measure 3 is a massive fail. We have seen the implementation of this strategy over the last two decades. I personally have been active at MTC for 25 years now, watching them advocating for different solutions that they have stubbornly refused to take. And what we see is worse congestion now after having spent many billions of dollars. And I have to say that Bay Area Council and their sister organizations, Silicon Valley Leadership Group and SPUR, are very much at the heart of the problem. They are advocates for mega projects. They advocate the public spend billions of dollars on public transit. What is the consequence of this? The most recent total transit ridership for the Bay Area was reported as having just this past reporting period increased over levels going back to 1982. What this means is billions of dollars have been spent on BART extensions. It has made no difference to the total transit ridership in the region because of the growth of population. The per capita use of transit is down substantially. This is the result of investing money in big, expensive projects.
There's been a lot of criticism for that, even on this program, about cost overruns and public loss of public confidence with BART.
It's the direction of these projects. It's all about getting money for construction. And the thing that I find fascinating is Bay Area Council does not use the same criteria for advocating public projects as any business would use in terms of cost-benefit analysis for investing their own money. They are interested in seeing the public invest huge amounts of money, and it doesn't actually do anything.
But you know the argument, David, we're only talking about a buck up in terms of a toll over spread over 6 years.
It's a 60% increase in tolls for most of the bridges and a 50% increase on the Bay Bridge. If it were going to do something useful, that would be one thing. But the underlying strategy that Bay Area Council, MTC, and their fellows in this pro-RM3 campaign, they're heading in totally the wrong direction because they continue to think that supporting solo driving is a reasonable way to go. And it is so obvious just by looking at trends that we have long since passed the time where driving alone during commute periods can possibly work.